I want to thank those brothers and sisters who were willing to move toward the front. You know, when you're sharing, it's wonderful to be able to see people's eyes.
I want
you to know that I have some water here. And if you go to sleep, I may throw some at you.
Okay?
Dear brothers and sisters, I know many of you are tired physically.
弟兄姐妹们，我知道我们当中很多人体力上已经支撑不了。
And our blessed Lord has been so faithful.
那我们的可称颂的主是信实的。
To speak His word to our hearts.
在我们的心中将他的话语放下。
And I'm sure many of you feel like I do. I feel like I'm already full of any, you know, of what I need from the Lord. But He has more for us.
那我感觉很多弟兄姐妹跟我自己的领受是一样的，我感觉我里面已经非常的丰富了，但神所给我们的超过我们所要的。
We need to trust Him to give us a larger capacity.
那我们要恳求主让他赐给我们更广大的容量。
Thank you for your love, how you have greeted us and welcomed us here. It's just a blessing from our Lord.
那我们感谢主，谢谢弟兄姐妹的爱心，你们怎么样问候我们、接待我们，这真是从神来的祝福。
So, may we all have a deep desire to continue to know more and more our blessed Lord.
愿意我们的心中有更强的可想，愿意认识我们那可称颂的主。
I'm going to ask you to do one more thing for me this morning.
今天早上我要请大家替我做一件事。
I'm going to ask you to stand with me and we offer our hearts and our prayers to the Lord.
我恳求大家跟我一同站起来，能够将我们的祷告归给神。
From our hearts, let's give Him much thanksgiving.
让我们从心里来感谢我们的主。
Our gracious Father, it is in the name of Your beloved Son that we come now to give You the thanks that's in our hearts.
满有恩典的主，奉你自己爱子的名，我们来到你的面前，将我们内心的感谢归给你。
You have been so merciful to us and manifested such great grace to us during these days.
你对我们有极大的恩典，这些恩典已经在这些日子里面显明出来。
And we want you to know that we don't take that for granted, but we respond with a thankful heart.
我们真是愿意让你知道，这些恩典不是徒然的，我们的心内心真是因此而感谢。
But Lord, we want you to finish what you have started among us.
主啊，我们求你能够成全你在我们当中开始的工作。
So once again, we want to humble ourselves before you.
所以再一次，我们愿意在你面前谦卑。
And just learn to listen carefully to what you have to say to us.
让我们能够学习，能够仔细的聆听你要对我们说的话。
Lord, we are aware of our great weaknesses.
主啊，我们深深的明白我们自己的软弱。
But we're not discouraged because of our weakness.
但我们不会因我们自己的软弱而丧气。
We remember this morning what you said to the Apostle Paul.
我们记得你今天早上怎么借着保罗的口对我们说话。
That your power is made manifest in our weakness.
你的能力在我们软弱人的身上能显为完全。
Lord, many of us are tired physically.
主啊，我们当中许多人都已经疲倦。
We feel like we can't listen anymore.
我们感觉我们已经没有办法再听下去了。
But Lord, would you grant us that ability to listen and to receive all that you have for us?
但主啊，恳求你赐给我们这样子的能力，叫我们能够听，叫我们能够领受你从上头来所要赐给我们的。
So Lord, we want to be those who listen carefully to what you have to say.
所以主啊，帮助我们能够仔细的聆听。
And we ask you to take these two clay vessels.And use them as instruments of speaking to all of our hearts.
我们恳求你能够使用这两个瓦器作为你的器皿，主啊，将你要说的话能够告诉众人。
We receive with thanksgiving the anointing of the blessed Holy Spirit.
我们存着感恩的心，感谢主领受了那个可称颂的圣灵。
Blessed Holy Spirit, we know you're here among us.
圣灵啊，我们知道你与我们同在。
And we give you absolute authority over this time.
我们把这一段时间放在你的权柄下。
And we give you the freedom to work in our hearts and in our minds.
让你能够自由地在我们的心中心意里面运行。
So that, So that the end of our time together,
所以当我们一起在一起的时间结束的时候
we can have a sense that our God was satisfied with what he was able to do during these days together.
我们能够感受到我们的主因着这些日子心意也满足。
Thank you being so faithful.
感谢你自己的信实。
Thank you for being so merciful.
感谢你自己的怜悯。
And thank you for how much grace you poured out upon us.
感谢你将诸般的恩典赐给我们。
So we open our hearts to you now.
所以主啊，我们将我们的心打开。
And say what Samuel said. Speak, Lord, because your servants are listening.
让我们像你如同诗人一样的说，主啊。请你说话，仆人静听。
And we ask it in the name of our blessed Lord Jesus.
我们是奉着那可称颂主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Our brother read from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
我们弟兄已经读了希伯来书第四章的第一节。
But I'd like for us to look at it again. Read it again.
但我盼望我们能够再读一次。
Chapter 3, verse 1 of the letter up to the Hebrews.
我们再读一下希伯来书第四章的第一节。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
希伯来书的第三章的第一节。同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Even though we don't understand who the author of this portion of God's word was,
虽然我们不知道是谁写了希伯来书
，that who was the human instrument that the Lord chose to use to write this portion of His holy word.
是哪一个人蒙神所使用写了这一本圣经里面的书
？And I don't think that we are clear, at least on myself, I'm not clear about to whom it was written.
那同时，我们至少对我来讲，我也不清楚这本书是写给谁的。
Because the title to this portion of God's word was added later.
因为这本书的书名是后来才加上去的。
And after the scriptures were already written.
是加在已经写好的书上。
But when you read this letter,
但你读这本书的时候
you do get a sense that these people had at least had an understanding of God's Old Testament revelation.
但你知道那些受信人他们至少对主的旧约能够有一定的了解。
And therefore, when it came to putting a title on this portion of God's word,
所以到了后来的时候，他们要把这一本书给一个书名的时候
，They felt it had to be to Hebrew people.
他们都感觉说这个是给希伯来人的。
Now, my little understanding about who this book may have been written to.
那按照我自己的了解，这些收信的人
，is that they were seen as strangers and pilgrims.
他们在这世上是
In chapter 11, let's look there for a moment. Chapter
我们看一下第十一章
and verse
13. 第十三节
All of these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them from and having welcomed them from a far distance, having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
讲到说这些人都是存着信心死的并没有得着所应许的却从远处看见且欢喜迎接又承认自己在世上是客旅是寄居的
Even though they were living here on this earth
虽然他们活在这地上
This is not where their citizenship was
但是呢这不是他们的国
They were a heavenly people
他们是属天的人
Living here on this planet
他们住在这个星球上
and they were like pilgrims
他们好像是一个
like Abraham was
像亚伯拉罕一样
you remember when it says and by faith when Abraham was called
你们记得当亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候他因着信
he went out not knowing where he was going
他就往他所不知道的地方去
and he lived in tents He didn't have a permanent residence.
他在活在帐幕里面，他没有一个固定的家。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
this is what our God has in His heart for us.
这就是神对我们他的心意里面对我们所希望的。
That we see that we have a higher calling than just being residents here on this planet.
因为我们有一个远比只是在这个星球上居住一个更高的呼召。
So in chapter 3,
所以在第三章的时候。
He again addresses these, his readers by calling them holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
所以再一次他对这些收信人讲说他们是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
You know, my brothers and sisters, often we as the Lord's people,
弟兄姐妹们我们作为主的百姓。
When we're reading the word of God,
当我们读神的话的时候。
And the portion that we're reading is a little difficult to understand.
有的时候我们所读的东西我们不一定能够明白。
We read it very fast.
因为我们读得太快。
But I would encourage you, don't read any portion of God's word in a quick way.
那我是勉励大家当我们读神的话的时候不要读得太快。
So he calls them holy brethren.
所以在这里他称呼他们是圣洁弟兄。
Partakers of a heavenly calling.
是同盟天召的。
Now, I don't think there's any, or at least very few of us as God's people.
那我想在我们当中作为神的百姓很少的人
who would identify ourselves as being a holy person.
会认为自己是一个圣洁的。
But that's because we don't see things from God's perspective.
那是因为我们没有从神的角度来看。
And maybe we don't understand as fully as we need to what it means to be holy.
也许说我们不是完全的了解什么叫做圣洁。
So from God's perspective,
那从神的角度来
讲, the moment you believe in His blessed Son,
你认识了他可称颂的儿子,
for Him you are a holy person.
那么对他而言你就是圣洁的。
That is it, you are special to Him.
意思就是说你对他来讲是一个很特别的。
He has so much love and purpose in His heart for you.
在他的心里对你有如此的爱,如此奇妙的目的。
He wants you to experience life the way He originally designed it.
他愿意你能够经历你的生命如同他起初设计一样。
So He buys us with the blood of His own Son.
所以他用他爱子的宝血买赎了我们。
And makes us His own.
使我们能够属于他。
But it's important that you and I agree with that transaction.
所以你我必须要同意神所做的这笔交易。
But I don't think most of us feel comfortable.
但是我们大部分的人觉得不舒服。
My goal in life is to become a holy person.
而是我们会说我们人生的目的是要成为一个圣洁的人。
Many of us have a very negative attitude about this word holy.
因为我们大部分人看到圣洁这个字的时候我们想到的东西是负面的。
But you know what our Lord says to us?
但你知道我们的主怎么对我们说吗?
You be holy because I am holy.
他说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
And as far as I can tell, he never changed his mind about that.
那我据我的了解主耶稣从来没有改变他的心意。
His deep heart desire for us
所以在我们的内心的深处
is that we become holy people.
主是盼望我们能够成为圣洁的百姓。
Not by becoming religious.
不是借着宗教的行为。
May we learn very quickly if we haven't already learned.
盼望如果我们还没学会的话我们能够快学。
How the religion becomes the greatest obstacle sometimes to our becoming what God wants us to be.
一些宗教的行为有时候能够成为我们要成为神所心意中的那种人的一个最大的拦阻。
So first of all, what I understand it means to be holy.
所以让我来跟大家分享我怎么来了解说要成
为圣洁。I have agreed with God's call on my life.
那我一开始就必须要同意承认神对我生命里
面的呼召。I have agreed to be what God wants me to be.
我必须要做神要我做的。
And there, without reservation, I give myself fully to Him.
然后我将我自己我全无保留的归给他。
Now, I don't know if this can get translated into your language.
那我不知道要翻译成中文该怎么说。
But in English, we have two words that we pronounce as holy.
在英文里面有讲到圣洁有两个字。
H-O-L-Y.
就是 H-O-L-Y,
as it's written here in Hebrews 3.
就好像希伯来书第三章所写的。
But also we have the word W-H-O-L-L-Y.
另外有一个字就是全然的 W-H-O-L-L-Y.
And sometimes I think we think these are totally opposite.
那有的时候我们以为这两个字是完全没关系的。
But to be holy means you belong wholly to the Lord.
那所谓圣洁就是说你是全然属主的人。
You're not your own anymore.
你不再是属于自己的人。
When you believed in his son,
当你相信他儿子的
时候 and you believed in that precious blood that he shed on Calvary,
你相信他在加略山上所流的宝血的时候
Dear brothers and sisters, we were purchased by God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们已经被神
买足了。We belong to him.
我们是属于他的。
We don't belong to this world.
我们不属于这个世界。
We don't belong to ourselves.
我们不属于自己。
And we don't belong to each other in the sense that we're talking about now.
按照我们现在所讲的这种意思来讲，我们也不是属于彼此的。
Back in the 70s,
在70年代
I was living on Long Island, New York.
我住在纽约的长岛。
And one day I was driving in my car and I saw a bumper sticker on a car in front of me.
那有一天我在开车的时候，我看到前面的车子后面贴了一块牌子。
Now I have forgotten many, many things over these many years.
那这么许多年以前呢，是很多事情我都已经忘
了。But for some reason, I didn't forget what that bumper sticker said.
但我到现在还记得那贴在车子后面的牌子写什么。
It simply said, "Sell out to Jesus. It's the best bargain you will ever make."
它上面讲的就是说，把你自己全部的卖给主耶稣，是你能够做的最好的一笔生意。
Give yourself totally to Him.
把你自己全然的归给他。
This is what's in His heart.
因为这是他的心意。
And this writer here is reminding.His readers,
所以这个作者也在这里提醒他的读者。
That from God's perspective,
那从神的角度来讲
，they are a holy people.
他们是圣洁的弟兄。
He completely loves them.
因为他对他们的爱是完
全的。He has a wonderful purpose, which we'll get to in a moment.
他对他们，我们等一下也会讲，有一个奇妙的目的。
And the purpose is much greater than just being here, getting a good job, and have a comfortable family, and all the things that we think are important.
而他给我们的目的也远超过只是有一个好的工作快乐的家庭那些我们自己以为很重要的东西
So periodically in our lives
所以在我们的生命里面不断的有的时候
We need to remind ourselves
我们需要自己来提醒自己
By going to the Lord in a fresh way
要不断的能够新鲜的进到主的面前
And say to him Lord I want you to know that I belong to you 100%
好叫我们能够跟主说主啊我愿意你知道我是百分之百属于你的
And brothers and sisters
那弟兄姐妹们
As we mentioned earlier
我们一开始的时候提到
In order for God to work out that holiness in terms of our character and who we are
要叫神能够在我们的性格里面在我们之所事里面能够成全这个圣洁
Is it clear to you
我们不知道清不清楚
That there isThings in your life that are not like the Lord Jesus.
在我们生命里面有一些东西不像耶稣。
Our dear brother Godwin has been talking about a standard.
那我们的孙弟兄提到了那个标准。
Do we understand what God's standard is for your life and my life?
你知道神对你对我生命的标准是什么
？And He will never be satisfied until we are brought to that the fullness of that standard.
那除非等我们进入了他们那个丰盛的标准之前，主的心意不会满足。
So we find the word of God saying,
所以我们看到主的话说
transformed, conformed, and formed.
我们看到一些话就是要变化，要磨成，然后形象。
So when God has finished this work,
所以当神做完他的工的时候
what is going to be the result?
他的结果是什么？
Christ is going to be living in us and being our life and His character is being manifested.
所以基督住在我们里面成为我们的生命他的性格就开始彰显出来。
So rejoice in your heart.
所以我们的心应当欢喜因为我们是圣洁的人。
Holy, sold out to your God and His will for you.
是完全的归给我们的神跟他的旨意的人。
And the other thing he addresses in this verse
另外一件他在这一节经文里面提到的事情
is that they are partakers of a heavenly calling.
是他们同蒙天召。
Now, unfortunately, it seems to me,
但从我看来这很不幸的。
That most of us only think about heaven in terms of after we die.
当我们想到天的时候，我们常常想到我们死以后的事情。
But let's remember, our names are already written there.
但我们要记得，我们的名字已经记在天
上。Our real citizenship is there.
Now, 我们是天上的国民。
Now, I'm a permanent resident in Brazil, but I'm not a citizen.
那我虽然是巴西的永久居民，我不是那居民。
Okay, I'm a citizen of the United States of America.
我是美国的居民。
Naturally speaking.
但是只是从我生下来的地方来讲。
But, in the spiritual dimension,
但是在属灵的境界里。
I may be living here,
我虽然活在地上。
But my citizenship is there.
但我的国民是在天上。
I may have permanent residence here, but my citizenship is there.
虽然我在地上是一个永久的居民。
And God's call to us is to learn how to experience that heavenly life while we're living here on this planet.
神对我们的呼召是要叫我们在世上生活的时候能够尝到那天上呼召的滋味。
So the writer reminds us
所以这作者提醒我们
that God has called us
神呼召了我们
from a heavenly dimension.
是从天上来呼召我们。
Now, I would encourage us to seriously consider what we mean by calling.
所以我盼望我们能够仔细地来思考一下什么叫做呼召。
Sometimes I think we use this word without having the understanding we find in the Word of God.
有时候我感觉我们用这个字的时候，我们的用法不是圣经的用法。
Now, I want to be very careful how I share what I'm going to share in a moment.
那我等下要讲的东西我必须要很小心的讲。
But when I first became a believer in the Lord Jesus,
但是当我第一次刚开始成为基督徒的时候
First of all, I had never had a Bible in my life.
在那之前我从来没有圣经。
I never read the Bible at all.
我从来没读过圣经。
And yet I had this experience where I came to know the Son of God in my life.
但是呢我经历了在我的心里认识主耶稣。
I didn't understand what was happening.
我不知道发生了什么事。
But dear brothers and sisters, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me.
但弟兄姐妹们对我来讲那是一个极为奇妙的经历。
I was in a small Baptist church in Pensacola, Florida.
我是在 Florida 的 Pensacola 的一个小小的浸信会的教会。
And one day the Lord, through his word, spoke.Clearly to my heart.
在那一天，借着主的话语，神亲自的对我说话。
And we were invited to come and receive the Lord Jesus.
有没有人愿意到？所以我就接受了主耶稣基督。
And I went forward and received the Lord in a simple way, without having much understanding.
所以我当时就愿意接受了主耶稣基督，非常单纯的，没有什么太多的了解。
I know our time is limited this morning, and I want to be very careful.
那我知道我们今天上午时间有限，我要很仔细。
I want to share something with you that happened to me that day.
那我要跟大家分享一下那天发生在我身上的事。
I was living in a mobile home in Pensacola, Florida.
那个时候呢，我是住在一个拖车的家里。
I was living there with another brother.
我跟另外一个弟兄一起住的。
Not a brother, another friend. Sorry.
不是弟兄，是朋友。
And when I got home from that meeting that morning,
在那天当我聚会完回去以后。
I fell flat on my face.
那我整个人就躺下来。
And I began to cry, and I didn't understand why I was crying.
然后我就开始哭了，我甚至不知道为什么我会哭。
And I don't remember how long I cried.
我甚至不记得我哭了多久。
But I felt like there were no more tears to cry. I cried all that I could cry.
然后哭到好像我已经没有了眼泪了。
And dear brothers and sisters, the way I would best explain what I felt inside of me.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我能够提供最好的解释。
I felt like somebody got inside of me with a strong brush and strong soap and cleaned me up on the inside.
我感觉是有人用了一个大的刷子，一个好的肥皂，把我里面洗得干干净净。
I had been living very, very foolishly, committing serious problems, sins before my God.
我在认识主以前 我生活是非常愚昧的犯了许多的罪
But after that experience of falling on my face
但是那一天这样子当我跪下来以后
I can't explain All I know is I felt so clean inside
我就只是感觉到我里面是这样子的清洁。
And there was something else that became reality to me.
对我来讲，还有一件事变成非常真实。
No one had to tell me there was a God.
从此不需要再有人告诉我说有神。
I knew that I knew that I knew.
我就是知道有这位神。
I didn't know much about him.
虽然我不知道他是什么样子。
I had never read the Bible, as I mentioned earlier.
我从来没读过圣经。
But I knew there was a God.
但我就知道有这个神。
And somehow, in some small way, I felt like I had come to know him.
不仅如此，而且我就是知道我认识他。
Now my understanding was, now as I look back, is that this was the Holy Spirit working to bring the life of Christ into me.
那当现在在我回过头来看的时候，我开始明白，那就是圣灵把基督的生命放在我的心里。
And I became one of God's children.
我就成为神的儿女。
But a few months later,
然后几个月以后,
I was driving down a highway in Pensacola, Florida.
那我在 Pensacola, Florida, 开在公路上。
And I'm 23 years old.
那个时候我23岁。
And I had a very nice car.
那我的车很好。
It was an old car, but it was a nice one.
虽然是老车, 但开起来很好。
A 1950 Mercury black with white wall tires and no chrome.It was a cool car.
那是1958年的一辆车，非常的拉风。
So one day I'm riding down this road alongside of the Gulf of Mexico.
所以那天我沿着墨西哥湾开的时候
，all the wind just rolled down.
那时候海风就这样吹来。
And I'm just enjoying the day.
那我那天真的非常的享受。
And dear brothers and sisters, you may not believe me, but it's okay if you don't.
所以弟兄姐妹们 你如果不相信我也没关系。
But as I'm driving that car,
但是当我正在开那个车的时候
the Lord's presence came into that car.
那主的同在就临到了。
Now let me ask you.
让我问一下。
You only know the Lord a few months, two or three months.
我刚刚才认识主
大概两三个月。And you have that experience.
你有没有这样经验？
What are you going to do?
如果你有的话你怎么办？
No one had told me if this happens, this is what you do.
因为没有人告诉我该怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
所以我也不知道该怎么办。
I pushed the front seat of that car as far back as it would go.
那我就把前座尽量的移到后面。
And I laid down on the floorboards of the car.
然后呢，我就在车里面跪下来。
And I said, Lord, is that you?
那我就说，主啊，是你吗？
And he said, Yes, my son.
他就跟我说，孩子，是我。
I want you to give your life to me.
我要你将你的生命献给我。
Now I was so in love with him. If he'd asked me anything, I would have tried to do it.
那个时候我是这样子的爱主，他向我要什么都可以。
I gladly gave myself to him.
所以我高高兴兴的把自己献给主。
Again, not having any idea what that really meant.
但是我完全不知道什么叫做把自己献给主。
So a couple of days later, I meet the pastor of this Baptist church.
所以过了几天以后，我就跟这一个浸信会的一个牧者谈。
I share my experience in that car.
我就把我在车里面的经历跟他分享。
This is what he said to me.
那这是他跟我说的。
Ernie, the Lord has called you to be a Baptist preacher.
他跟我说 ，Ernie， 主是呼召你做一个浸信会的传道人。
This was his understanding.
这是他的了解。
And so for 11 years of my life,
所以11年的时间
I gave myself being prepared to serve the Lord by becoming a Baptist pastor.
我就努力地想做一个浸信会的传道人好来服侍主。
Now, when I look back on that experience,
当然我回过头来看那段经验
the Lord didn't ask me to become a Baptist preacher.
因为主并没有叫我做一个浸信会的传道人。
He asked me to give my life to him.
他是要我把我自己的生命献给他。
But I was led to a misunderstanding.
但是呢，因着别人，我就误解了。
So for 7 years, I worked myself through college, a Baptist college.
所以七年的时间，我在那里半工半读，念完了浸信会的大学。
And for another 4 years, I worked myself through seminary.
然后再过四年的时间，我念完神学院。
Trying to be faithful to what I've been told.
希望能够忠心的遵守那人家告诉我的事。
And I remember when I was finished in my military and I was leaving that little church in Pensacola, Florida.
那我记得当我从军中退役离开那个教会的时候,
the pastor also said to me, Ernie, we want to license you to be a Baptist preacher.
然后他就跟我牧师就跟我说, Ernie, 我们要给你做浸信会牧者的执照。
So I may even still have the little piece of paper.
我可能还有那个执照。
Put my name there. I was registered to be a Baptist preacher.
那我的名字是在那上面, 那从此呢, 我就可以做一个浸信会的,
and the pastor said to me, Now Ernie, with this piece of paper, you can now marry people and perform funerals.
所以他就告诉我说, Ernie, 你从此你就可以组织婚礼, 可以行葬礼。
But I had never preached a sermon in my life.
在那之前我从来没有讲过道。
So he said, one of the things you have to do now is you have to preach so that we feel comfortable signing that document and saying you're licensed to preach.
所以在我们能够给你这个执照之前呢,你必须要先讲道,好叫我们知道你能够讲道。
Brothers and sisters, I was so nervous, so afraid.
所以弟兄姐妹们,我非常的紧张,非常的害怕。
So my memory of that first experience,
所以我对我那第一次经历的记忆,
of trying to preach,
就是我第一次想讲道的时候,
as best I remember, I preached for 5 minutes,
我只记得我讲了5分钟,
and I gave everything I knew from Genesis to Revelation.
那我已经把创世纪到启示录我所知道的都讲完了,
in 5 minutes.
5分钟就讲完了。
I was also asked to teach a Sunday school class of teenage boys.
他们也要求我要教青少年的主日学。
And every one of them knew more of the Bible than I did, and I was supposed to be their teacher.
但是呢,他们每一个人对圣经都知道的比我更多, 而我要教他们。
Now why am I saying this?
那我为什么跟大家讲这些事?
Why am I sharing this experience?
为什么要跟大家分享这些事?
Because it's been 1972.
但因为一直到了1972年,
that I resigned being the Baptist pastor of that church.
那我终于从那个教会辞职了。
And by God's mercy and grace,
靠着神的怜悯跟恩典,
He's taken me all over the place.
他带了我到各种不同的地方,
even to Seattle, Washington.
甚至到华盛顿西雅图,
and to many of your own country.
甚至到了不同的国家,
Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, mainland China.
到台湾, 香港, 新加坡, 中国。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
we've been called.
我们蒙了召,
we are partakers of a heavenly calling.
是我们是同盟天召的。
Now the one who calls us decides how he wants us to be involved in what he's doing.
那个召我们的人要决定我们到底应该放在什么位置。
Now the Apostle Paul,
使徒保罗,
in Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书第八章,
has a verse that sometimes we don't quote all the way through.
但有一节经文,但有的时候我们只引用一半。
Paul says, For we know that God causes all things to work together for good.
保罗是这样子说,
then we put a period there.
叫人得益处,
we don't finish the rest of the verse.
我们没有把整节经文念完。
What does the rest of the verse say?
那接下来经文是怎么讲的?
For those who are called according to his purpose.
是按着他旨意所召的人。
Now, probably when you and I believed in the Lord Jesus,
所以当我们相信主的时候,
we had very little, if any, understanding that God had called us.
我们其实不明白神已经呼召我们,
that out of all the other people that were living,
在我们所有我们周围的人,
somehow he was able to communicate to our hearts.
他就拣选我们, 跟我们心内心有交通,
and we responded in simple faith.
然后一个单纯的信心,
but brothers and sisters, please know that beyond that experience, there's something in God's heart.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 让我们知道, 但除了一个起初的经验以外, 神的激动还有许多的东西,
he has an eternal purpose,
他有他永恒的旨意,
that has been in his heart from eternity. As far, you can't even go back far enough.
是在起初的时候, 就在他的心意里面。
This eternal God has had this eternal purpose in his heart for eternity.
所以这永恒的神在他永恒的心里面对永远有一个旨意。
And you and I have been called to be a part of him fulfilling that purpose.
那你我就是蒙召要能够成全这个旨意。
So somehow I believe the writer here in Hebrews is trying to remind his brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我想这个希伯来书的作者在这里想提醒这些弟兄姐妹们。
That they are co-workers. in this calling, this heavenly calling.
他们是这个天召的同工。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
I trust that all of us,
我相信我们,
from the youngest of us to those who are the oldest,
从最年轻的到最老的,
that we'll get it clear in our heart.
在我们的心中能够清楚地明白,
God has a lot more in his heart and mind than just forgiving us of our sins.
神在他的心中所要赐给我们的远超过我们的罪得赦免。
More than not just being born again.
远超过叫我们重生。
More than just becoming his children.
远超过叫我们成为他的儿女。
Now, you remember in chapter 2 of Hebrews.
你们记得在第二章希伯来书的第二章。
The writer talks about a so great a salvation.
那作者讲到这么大的救恩。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
too many of us get satisfied with just a little bit of that.
那我们太容易只是为了一个小小的救恩的部分就高兴了。
We believe that there's enough of God's working to us to know forgiveness.
我们感觉说神已经让我们能够明白什么叫赦免,
and,
这个工作就足够了。
And sometimes we look in such a way that we think that God's purpose is to forgive us of our sins.
所以甚至有的时候我们感觉神的目的就是简单的要赦免我们的罪。
Now my dear brothers and sisters,
但我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
I don't know what your experience was in the very beginning when you came to know the Lord.
那我不知道你认识主的时候的经验是什么。
But brothers and sisters, I don't have adequate language to describe what happened to me.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我实在没有一个足够的言语能够描写我怎么样遇到主。
So I hope you know I'm not in any way trying to elevate one aspect of God's salvation above another.
所以我盼望大家能够知道，我没有意思要把神救全面的救恩当中的某一部分高举。
But the reason why our God has provided such a great salvation.
但是我们的主提供了这么大的救恩。
And so that you and I can faithfully cooperate with him in the fulfillment of his purpose.
是叫你我能够忠心的与神同工，能够成就他的旨意。
Not his purpose just for us.
不仅仅是说他对我们个人的旨意。
But his eternal purpose.
而是他那永远的旨意。
What is God doing in all of this?
是神在这个世界做些什么？
For example, when he made man.
例如说他创造了人。
In Genesis 1:26.
在创世纪第一章二十六节。
And God said, let us make man.
神说了我们要做人造人。
Now, I think we can have some better understanding if we remember what went before those verses.
那我想我们如果能够明白在二十六节之前的经文的话，我们会更了解这句话的意思。
In Genesis chapter 1 in the very beginning.
因为在创世纪一开始的时候。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那你说起初神创造天地。
Now, my understanding is, we're not told how he did it.
我的了解是他没有讲说神怎么造的。
I know others have other understanding, and I accept that, okay? But it's not what's real in my heart.
那我知道很多人有不同的解释。但我只是要说我自己呢，这样就够了。
It seems like there was something happened between verse 1 and verse 2.
那看起来好像在第一节跟第二节当中有发生了一些事。
The first chapter, first verse.
让我们读一下第一章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Now, the problem I have,
那我的问题是,
is I have difficulty believing that God created what we have described in verse 2.
我很难相信第二节所描写的是神所创造的光景。
That there was formlessness, chaos,
所以那里是空虚的混沌的。
And void,
而是空虚的。
And darkness was over the surface of the deep.
那渊面是黑暗的。
Somehow I have problems reconciling that to what God Himself does.
对我来讲，这一段经文好像很难跟神创造的
工作连在一起。I don't believe that God created it that way.
我不相信神创造的东西是这样子的。
I think something happened between verse 1 and verse 2.
所以我感觉在第一节跟第二节之间发生了一些事情。
And I think we get some light and understanding in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28.
那我感觉我们能够从以赛亚书14章、以西结书28章里面能够稍微了解一点。
Because there is recorded.
因为在那里记着。
A conversation about Lucifer.
讲到路西佛的对话。
Now who was Lucifer?
那路西佛是谁呢？
He was a ruling angel.
那他是一个大能的天使。
Along with Gabriel,
跟加百列
and Miguel, right? Michael, Gabriel and Lucifer.
有几位大能的天使。
They are the ruling angels.
他们是在天使长。
But I think somehow when Lucifer became aware of what God's decision was,
但是呢，我想着路西佛他了解神的心意。
That God was going to create this universe,
神要创造一个宇宙。
For His Son,
是为了他儿子。
So His Son would be the ruler over this universe.
所以他的儿子要承受这万有。
And He strongly disagreed with this decision.
但是他心里面非常的不满。
And He rebelled against God.
所以他就悖逆神。
He rebelled against His Creator.
他悖逆了那造他的主。
And God severely judged him.
那神就审判了他。
But to me, that explains what we have described here in verse 2.
那对我来讲，这就是为什么会有第二节的解释。
You need to go read those verses for yourself, and you don't have to agree with me, okay?
当然你自己也可以读，你不一定要同意我这个解释。
I'm telling you what helps me in my understanding of God's way.
我只是跟大家分享一下，这是我怎么来了解这一段话。
But we go back as far as we can go.
但是让我们尽量的回到起初。
Into the heart of God.
进到神的心里。
Out of his deep, deep love for his son,
因着他对他儿子的深深的爱。
He wants there to be a universe,
他要在那里有一个世界。
That so fully displays the beauty of his son.
这个世界能够全然的显明他儿子的
美丽。His son will be seen in everything.
在各样的事情上都看到他儿子的样子。
He will be the heir of this.
因为他要承受这些万有。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
when this rebellion took place,
当有这样子的悖逆的时候,
then another work had to be done.
那就必须要有新的工作。
My understanding of the heart of our God,
我对于神心意的了解,
is that He is a righteous God,
是他是公义的神,
and He can never ever rest where there is unrighteousness.
他绝对不能够容许不公义的事情。
Now maybe you see that as something that is negative.
也许你感觉这是一个负面的东西。
But I see it as something very positive.
但对我来讲，这是一个非常正面的。
Our God is a holy God.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
He is a righteous God.
他是个公义的神。
He cannot do anything wrong.
他不能够背乎自己。
He cannot do anything wrong.
他不可能做错事情。
So you need to be careful how you think.
所以你要注意我们是怎么想的。
That you don't allow yourself to come to wrong conclusions about your God because you look at the evidence that you see with your natural eyes.
所以不要用我们天然的眼睛看了这些事情就得到一些关于神的错误的结论。
I was riding on an airplane from Louisville, Kentucky to New York in 1970.
在1970年的时候，我正要去路易维尔的机场，要坐飞机到纽约。
Sitting in the seat next to us.
那坐在我位置的旁边。
There was a woman reading a newspaper article.
那有一个女的在那里读新闻。
And just out of nowhere, she said, "What kind of a God could do that?"
那突然之间，她就突然叫起来说，什么样子的神会做这种事？
We had no idea what she was talking about.
那我们完全不知道她在讲什么。
But we tried to find out what she was responding to.
然后我们就想知道她到底读到什么了。
She was reading an article in the newspaper.
原来她在读一则新闻。
Reporting that a father and his son were out mowing the grass.
那是讲到一个父亲跟儿子在外面割草。
And so through some horrible accident.
然后一个非常可怕的意外。
The little boy got caught in the lawnmower.
就是那个割草机的那个刀。
And when the woman read this information,
割了那个儿子。
Without evidence, without any ability to know what really happened,
所以那个女的读了，完全不知道发生什么事情。
Guess who gets blamed for this thing that happened?
那你想，她就开始怪谁？
Why did God do such a thing?
神怎么能够做这些事？
Dear brothers and sisters, if you have any way of, if you think in any way like this,
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你的心里也是这样
想的话， you need to have your mind renewed.
你的心意就必须要更新。
God can never, ever, ever be responsible.
因为这不是神的责任。
For doing anything unrighteous.
因为他不会行不义的事。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
our God wants there to be a universe.
我们的主要造一个宇宙。
Where righteousness dwells.
是在那里是满了公义。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how you feel about it.
我不知道你怎么想。
But I find it very, very uncomfortable to live in the midst of all this unrighteousness.
但是呢，我叫我活在诸般的不义当中的时候，我真的觉得很痛苦。
Doesn't mean that I'm so righteous in myself. I just so feel so uncomfortable.
那我不是说我是一个公义的人，我只是说明住在一个不公义的世界是非常的难受的。
So God's eternal purpose.
所以神永远的旨意。
So work.
要做成他的工。
That the righteousness that we see in the person of our Lord Jesus.
好叫我们在主耶稣基督身上所看见的
公义。His righteous character.
他那个公义的性格。
Displayed in the whole universe.
是在整个宇宙都能够显明出来。
So we've been called to be partakers of that work of God fulfilling that purpose.
所以我们已经蒙召要成为神这个永远的旨意一同工作的人。
Now I think I can safely say to each one of us, starting with myself.
所以我可以这样子很安心的跟每个人这样讲，包括我自己。
There's none of us that are worthy of that calling.
就是我们没有一个人配承受这样子的呼召。
There's nothing that you and I have done that attracts God's attention. Says I want that one.
因为你我没有做一件事情能够吸引神，让他对我们说，我就是看中了你。
This was the sovereign decision that he made.
这是出于神自己全能的决定。
He's called you, and he's called me.
他呼召了你，呼召了我。
And he's called us to be a part of this great universe that he wants to display the beauty of his son.
他呼召了我们，要在这个创造的宇宙当中，能够显明这位神儿子的荣美。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
we are so richly blessed.
我们真是蒙了丰盛的恩典。
We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
在基督里面，我们已经领受了天上诸般的恩典。
Sometimes we need to be careful how we ask God to bless us.
有的时候我们真的要很小心，我们怎么样求神来祝福我们。
Because the reality, He has already blessed us.
因为实际上他已经祝福了我们。
With every spiritual blessing.
是一切天上属灵的福气。
But it's not finished until you and I learn how to receive and let that blessing be a reality in our lives.
但这个工作还没有结束，一直要等到我们能够明白怎么样来领受这些福气。
So one of the blessings He's poured out upon us.
所以有一个他给我们的福。
He has called us.
是他召了我们。
To be co-workers in this great work.
是要在
of recovering His universe.
是要使他成全他永远心意的工作里面能够有份。
When I read in John 19,
当我读到约翰福音19章的时候，
The last words our Lord Jesus spoke on the cross.
我们主耶稣讲的最后一句话，
It is finished.
成了。
I have a sense that that voice, that what was spoken, reverberated throughout the whole universe.
我仿佛感受到这一句话是在全宇宙当中起了震动。
Because of the work our Lord Jesus accomplished there on that cross,
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作，
God's purpose can now be realized and fulfilled.
所以神的旨意跟目的现在可以成全了。
But in His great wisdom, He has chosen to use human beings as part of the process of bringing this about.
在他极大的智慧里面，他已经决定要使用人，能够在他这极伟大的过程当中能够有份。
So, two things.
所以两件事情。
You're holy.
第一，你是圣洁的。
And you're called.
第二，你是蒙召的。
You know, sometimes we really do some foolish things. We think in foolish ways.
但我你知道，我们有的时候是真是行事愚昧，思想也愚昧。
You think there was something special in anybody that caused God to choose us and to call us?
那我们有时候觉得说，每一个人他蒙召，他一定有一些特别的地方，让主喜欢他，愿意去选召他。
There's nothing there.
但没有，什么都没有。
There's nothing in our human nature, naturally speaking.
在我们本性里面，在我们天然人里面来讲
，We are all descendants of Adam.
我们都是亚当的后裔。
The one who disobeyed his God.
就是那不顺服神的。
We have inherited his nature.
这一个本性，我们生来就有。
And therefore, we are totally disqualified.
所以我们是完全没有资格。
In that condition.
能够成为
to be a part of God fulfilling His eternal purpose.
能够与神同工来成就他的永远旨意。
He has to put a new life inside of us.
他就把一个新生命放在我们里面。
We call it being born again.
我们就被称作是蒙了重生。
Receiving eternal life.
我们接受了永生。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹们
，What about this matter of eternal life?
什么叫做永生
？Where do you find this?
你怎么找到？
You can find it by going down to a supermarket.
你是到超级市场找到的吗
？Where do you find eternal life?
是在哪里找到的
？There's only one source.
因为只有一个根源。
In the eternal God.
是在那永远的神里面。
And so what He wants to do is take this eternal life that He wants to share.
所以他愿意把这个他里面永远的生命能够跟大家分享。
Put it in His Son.
放在他儿子里面。
Give His Son to us.
把他的儿子再赐给我们
and receive as a free gift,
叫我们能够接受这白白的恩典
this eternal life.
这个 永生
Now you know, I trust you know,
我相信你知道
that this life is to produce character.
这个生命是要结出性格来
This is how he forms Christ in us.
这就是他怎么样叫基督成形在我们里面
He first puts the life in us,
先把生命给我们
and then that life undergoes a discipline,
那这个生命在接受管教。
And the result is Christ is being formed in us.
那它的结果就是基督成形在我们里面。
And this is qualifying us for what He has planned for us in the age to come.
那这个就使他为我们将来的世代里面所预备的东西，我们能够承受。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
May the Holy Spirit write very clearly on our hearts.
愿圣灵能够清楚地写在我们心里。
Holy people.
圣洁的弟兄。
Called.
是蒙召的
so that we don't somehow make God's salvation too small.
好叫我们不要把神的救恩看得太小
It's my understanding God never exaggerates.
那我的了解是神从来不夸大
Just not the way He does things.
这因为他就是不是行事夸大的
He doesn't have to exaggerate.
他从来不需要夸口
So when the Bible calls it a so great a salvation,
所以当圣经说这是极大的救恩的时候
It's not an exaggeration.
这个也不是夸张
It is great in every sense of the word.
因为这绝对是最伟大的
And God gives it to us
那他赐给了我们
as a gift.
是我们的礼物
We believe in His Son.
让我们能够接受他的儿子
Well,
Oh,
Let's go back to Hebrews 3.
那我们再回到希伯来书第三章。
The next thing the writer encourages us to do in this first verse.
在第一节里面，接下来那作者勉励我们要做的事
is to consider Jesus.
是要我们思想那位耶稣。
Now I don't know how's the best way to try to.Explain what I think the writer is talking about.
我不知道一个最好怎么样子的一个最好的来解释这个作者在这里所讲的东西。
But what does it mean to consider him?
那什么叫做在那里思想呢
？It means that we take the time and the effort.
这表示说我们要花时间花力气
to let the Holy Spirit focus our hearts on this person.
所以叫圣灵能够使我们的心专注在耶稣的身上。
And taking the word of God,
然后按着神的话语
let us, how can I say, fill in the picture of who Jesus is.
然后让我们能够从当中能够画出一个耶稣的画像。
So he wants us to be like stargazers. People who look at the stars and study the stars.
他要让我们像那些星象家。
You know, some people buy very expensive telescopes.
你知道有的人买了很贵的望远镜。
They carefully study.
他们在那观察天象。
And this is something of what I think the writer is encouraging us to do.
那基本上这个我感觉就是希伯来书作者的意思。
Let the Holy Spirit bring such an ability in our seeing.
像让圣灵能够让我们一个真实的能够看见。
So that we receive in our hearts a revelation of who this person is.
所以在我们的心里面能够接受这一个耶稣的启示。
You know, there's something happens to us as human beings, even those of us who are God's children.
你知道，身为一个人，身为神的儿女，我们当中有一些东西。
When we repeat something over and over and over again,
当我们不断地做一件事情，一次又一次的时候，
sometimes the value is lost.
这个时候呢，这个事情的价值我们反而失去了。
Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you, don't let that happen to you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我盼望我们不会失去这
个东西。Don't let the Lord Jesus become something common.
不要让主耶稣基督变成这样子的平常。
Because this is not who he is.
因为他不是一个平常的人。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And all that God wants us to know about himself.
而是神要我们认识的关于他的一切
is revealed in this person.
都是在基督里面
让我们启示了 All that God wants to do,
神要做的一切
He's going to accomplish in this person.
他也是在基督里面做成的
And so this is why the writer is encouraging us, get your eyes focused on him.
这就是为什么希伯来书的作者叫我们能够定睛在耶稣的身上
Whatever it is that God shows you, spend time getting alone away from all the noise and the interruption.
不管神要告诉我们什么，让我们花点时间，让我们在一个不受干扰的地方。
And give serious consideration.
那在那里认真的思考。
To who this person of who this person Jesus really is.
到底耶稣是什么样子的一位
？Because you know there's been controversy almost from the very beginning.
那我们知道从起初就有各种不同的争论。
About who is Jesus?
就是关耶稣到底是谁
？For example,
例如。
Is he the son of God or the son of man?
他到底是神还是人?
You have an answer?
你的答案是什么?
Is he the son of God or the son of man?
他是神子还是人子?
No answers.
没有人回答。
Huh?
啊?
Both.
都是。
Now the problem is in human minds, they can't reconcile the fact that he's God and man simultaneously.
但问题是在人的脑袋里面，我们没办法怎么样将神子跟人子啊变成合一的观念。
So they begin to try to work it out to where they can explain it.
所以他们就拼命的努力，想办法能够解释，按着人的脑袋能够了解。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们
，to me this is foolishness of the highest order.
那这实在是最愚昧的事。
He is who he is.
他就是他所是。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Incarnated in the Son of Man.
道成肉身成为神的人的儿子。
God's Son incarnated in Jesus of Nazareth.
他是神的儿子，成了耶稣基督。
And so in chapter 2 of this letter.
所以在第二章的时候。
The writer quotes from Psalm 8.
所以这个时候作者这样讲。
And he asks the question.
他问说
What is man that thou art mindful of him?
人是什么你竟顾念他
And the son of man as to why you pay any attention to him?
是什么你为什么眷顾他
Now, I don't know what was really totally in the heart of the psalmist when he asked that question.
当然我不敢说我完全的了解诗人为什么这样宣告。
But I think I have a little bit of insight into why he asked that question.
但是我感觉我大概知道一点为什么他要问这个问题
Think about
你想一想
Think about humanity in this big mass of humanity
你想想看我们想讲的人性
And all the evil things that are done by this humanity
这些人性里面所做的各样邪恶的事情
Why would God be interested in them?
那神为什么要顾念他们呢
Liars, thieves
偷谎偷窃撒谎偷窃杀人
Why would God be at all interested in them?
那为什么神还要看重他们呢?
Because he had something very special in his heart.
因为神的心里面有个很特别的东西。
Because in Genesis 1:26,
因为创世纪的一章二十六节。
After God created the man, that where he said, the reason I want to create man is I want him to rule over the universe I've created.
因为神创造人以后就跟他们说，你们要治理全地，我所造的一切。
Now, this was God's sovereign decision.
那么这一个是出于神自我全能的决定。
He didn't expect man to volunteer,
并不是说人在那里自愿的。
But God sovereignly chose,
而是神按着他的全能的选择。
To create a being in his own image, according to his likeness,
要创造一个他按着他的形象他的样式造一个。
And they would have the responsibility of government here on this earth.
那他们的责任就是要管理全地。
So, when humanity demonstrates the kind of life that most of them live,
所以当人在活出他的样子的时候
the question is why?
真实的样子的时候
what is it in man that God sees that somehow attracts him to man?
就会有这样子的一个问题到底在人的里面神看中了什么东西要让他这样子的顾念他们
Even sinful man.
这是一个罪人
Now let me ask you again
让我再问一下
Before you came to know the Lord Jesus
在你还没有认识主以前
You were a sinner
是个罪人
Now maybe we don't like that word But that's reality
我们虽然不喜欢这个字眼但是这就是真的
We were sinners
我们是罪人
We had no right to deserve God Expect God to do pay any attention to us at all
我们没有任何的资格能够要求神什么东西要神来顾念我们
We deserved his greatest judgment
我们所配得的就是他极大的审判
But rather than judge us he chose to manifest his love
但是呢他没有审判我们反而将他极大的爱向我们显明
Now there has to be something happening in God's heart
这在表明说在神的心里面一定有一些功用
That causes him to take such action as he did. So there in Hebrews chapter 2,
所以在希伯来书第二章,
the writer mentions a fact
所以作者就讲到这件事,
that he wanted to put all things in subjection to man.
因为他要将万有都服在人的脚下。
But then he says, but we don't see all things subjected unto him.
但是他接下来讲，但如今我们还不见万有都服在他脚下。
But what do we see?
但我们看见的是什么?
Chapter 2, verse 9.
你看第九节。
For we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus.
他说唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
So, God had such an investment in man, such a desire for man to have a very important part in his creation and in his filling the universe, his purpose.
所以神对人有这样的美好的旨意，在他创造的宇宙里面。
And God would have had every right to say, let's just forget about that first man that we created. Let's start all over again.
神完全有权柄能够说就放弃这些我们第一批受造的人吧
Now,
我们可以重新开始
In some way he did that.
从某个角度来讲
Not by making Adam better,
不是把亚当变成一个更好的人
But by starting a new humanity.
而是开始一个新的人性
And so, what happened?
所以呢
The Son of God
神的儿子
became a human being,
成为人的样子
He took on flesh,
有了人的血肉
之体 And he lived a perfect life,
然后活了一个完全的生活
And he became the Lamb of God,
成为神的羔羊
who removes all sin.
好除去世人的罪孽
Through him all sin can be forgiven.
因为靠着他我们罪可以得赦免
And when we're in that process of receiving the Lord Jesus,
所以我们正在这个领受主耶稣的过程里面
There is this dynamic of God forgiving us.
所以有这样子的一个互动就神赦免我们
Totally justifying us.
是完全的叫我们成为义。
When he looks at us in the Lord Jesus,
所以他在基督里面看见我们的时候
He sees us as being perfectly righteous,
他看我们是一个全然公义的
that we're totally acceptable to him.
现在是完全可以被他所接纳的
Because our Lord Jesus came and paid the price for all of the sins of humanity.
因为主耶稣基督降世为人，担负了世人所有的罪孽。
But it requires a faith response. Sorry.
但它需要。
It requires a faith response on our part.
但是需要我们有一个信心里面的回应。
We have to believe in Him.
你要能够信靠。
And then God begins another process.
你信靠他，然后神就开始另外一个过程。
And Paul talks about it in Ephesians.
那保罗在以弗所书讲到这个。
One new man.
成为一个新人
，one new humanity，
一个新的人性
，a new creation，
一个新的创造
，and it all started in his son，
都是从他的儿子开始。
When you and I believe in him，
当你我相信的时候
，God takes the very life that is in his son，
神将他儿子里面的
the life that's in himself，
是他自我里面的生命
，uncreated life，
那个完全的非受造的生命
，and as a gift he deposited。Deep in our being.
作为一个礼物，能够将放在我们自己的深处。
The beginning is we're born again.
然后呢，我们就开始重生。
And then we become members of this new humanity.
然后我们就成为这个新的人世当人性里面的一员。
He's going to continue to work in our lives.
他要继续的在我们生命里面工作。
To conform us to the image of Christ.
叫我们能够磨成神儿子的样子。好，叫我们能够。
For reigning with His Son.
好，叫我们能够得到那个
Let's look at Revelation 3.
Sorry, I'm sorry. 叫我们能够成像神的儿子，能够被蒙他所接纳，能够一同作王。
Sorry, Jimmy, I forgot you were there.
我们看一下启示录。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
The last verse.
最后一节。
No, I'm sorry, the last two verses.
最后两节。
This letter was written, dictated to John the Apostle.
我们知道这个信是神教约翰写的。
To the church in Laodicea.
给老底家的教会。
And this is the way he finishes it.
这是他怎么讲的
？And he's recording what the Lord Jesus said to them.
所以约翰把主讲的话写下来。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne.
他说：“得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。”
So, dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
After we have that initial experience,
我们有一个起初的经验以后
，the Holy Spirit has been sent here on a mission.
那主圣灵蒙差遣在地上有个使命
，to take all that is in Christ,
要把在基督里面所有的一切
，take the fullness of Christ,
基督里面一切的丰满
，and bring you and me into an experience of that fullness.
那叫你跟我都能够完全的经历在基督里面的丰富
，and as part of this process,
在这个过程里面
，we're being trained and qualified.
我们就蒙管教能够够资格
to sit on his throne
然后能够坐在他的宝座上
if we overcome
如果我们得胜的话
now please know
那现在我们要了解
I want to somehow underline this
我要让大家注意一下
the life that you and I received when we believed in the Lord Jesus
你我所领受的生命从主来的生命
is an overcoming life
是一个得胜的生命
It overcomes all the things of the old man.
叫我们能够胜过老我。
It doesn't allow the things of the world to influence it.
它不让这个世界来影响我们。
But it just begins to emerge out and under discipline, it produces the character that God is looking for.
但现在从我们心中涌流出来，在神的管教之下，叫它能够成为基督的性格。
I hope we will not.What can I say? Emotionalize things, romanticize this whole matter.
我盼望我们不要对这些有些罗曼蒂克的思想。
Because sometimes in our songs, some of the songs that have been written,
因为有的时候在我们唱的诗歌里面
we so romanticize this thing. I'm going to receive a crown.
我们好像把它弄得好像很罗曼蒂克啊，我们要得到冠冕。
I get this idea that in our minds we imagine that here I am, I'm all dressed up in a great big gown and I'm looking so great and I have this big old crown on my head and that's how I'm going to spend eternity.
那有时候我怕我们感觉说好像我们要能够穿上王袍戴上王冠打扮得漂漂亮亮的就是要这样子在永恒里面做王。
Please, brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹们
let the Holy Spirit renew your thinking.
让圣灵能够更新我们的思想。
You're going to be seated with the Son of God.
我们是与神的儿子同坐宝座，在他的宝座上
ruling and reigning with him，
与他一同作王
forever and ever，
直到永远。
Now there's things that could be talked about there. We won't go there. Simply put，
但当然有很多事我们可以
讲。 God has not changed his mind about his purpose for us as human beings。
但是简单的来讲，神从来没有改变他对我们的心意。
When he said there in Genesis 1:20， let them rule。
当在创世纪一章二十六节的时候，他说让他们治理全地。
He never changed his mind.
那这个他从来没有改变他的心意。
Even though Adam and his descendants were totally disqualified，
虽然亚当的后裔是完全没有资格。
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姐妹们。
God has started a new humanity.
神就开始了一个新的人性。
And when you believe in His Son, you become a part of this new humanity.
但当你相信神的儿子的时候，你就
成
为新的人性的一部分。
And all the things that He's allowing to happen, or even engineer in our lives.
所以我们人生里面一切的事情，甚至可以说他所设计的。
He wants to take all of these things.
他要用这一切的东西。
And work them toward us being fully qualified.
要叫我们能够成为一个能够承受这些事的人。
To sit with his son on that throne.
好叫我们能够与他儿子同坐宝座。
Let's quickly go back to Romans 8:26.
让我们再回到罗马书第八章二十六节。
We know that God causes all things to work together for good.
神叫万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
To those who are called according to his purpose.
就是那些按他旨意被召的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, what word can we use to describe this experience of having at least the potential of sitting with the Son of God on His throne.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们该怎么样描写这个？至少我们有可能能够与基督同坐宝座呢？
Our wonderful God can take all things.
像我们的主能够把所有的事情。
Our failures, our sins, our mistakes, our foolishness.
我们的失败，我们的罪，我们的错误，我们的愚昧。
In a way that I can't explain, I don't fully understand.
那我不知道到底神是怎么做的。
I just find it here in God's word.
但我只是在神的话里面读到了。
All things to me means all things.
既然讲到万事，那就表示万事。
Even our failures.
甚至包括了我们的失败。
Our sovereign God has a way of taking them and working them so as to produce what He's looking for in our life.
那神全能的神，他有这个能力，有这个权柄，能够把这一切的事情用在他的手里，能够在成就在我们身上他心意所定的。
What is mercy, brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姐妹们，什么叫做怜悯？
What's your understanding of mercy?
你对怜悯的了解是什么？
That God doesn't get discouraged with us.
因为神并不是要叫我们丧气。
Even when we fail again and again and again.
虽然我们失败一次两次三次。
Did you sing that song, the last song that we sung this morning?
刚刚有没有唱我们今天早上所唱的最后一首诗歌？
Oh, love that will not let me go.
那不肯放过我的爱。
I rest my weary soul in thee.
我疲倦的灵魂安息在你怀里。
His great love.
他的大爱。
Now, we don't need to make it emotional. His great love.
那我们在这里不需要情绪的激动。
He's able to take anything and everything that happens in our life.
他的大爱能够叫一切发生在我们身上的事情。
And turn it out for something of great value to us.
叫它转换过来，能够带给我们生命里面极大的益处。
But we have to let the Holy Spirit teach us.
但是呢，我们必须要让圣灵来教导我们。
How to overcome.
怎么样子来得胜。
To overcome our old Adamic nature.
好叫我们能够胜过我们那可咒诅的老我。
To overcome our sinful way of doing things.
能够胜过那些我们在罪里面的心事。
To overcome the world.
要我们胜过这个世界。
In all the ways it's trying to influence us.
它一切要来影响我们各样的东西。
Overcome the temptations that Satan provides.
要胜过那撒旦给我们的引诱。
Our God is so great.
我们的神是这么的伟大。
His love is so great.
他的爱是这么的大。
He can take all of this.
他能够使用这一切东西。
Make something beautiful out of it.
然后成就一个美丽的东西。
Now I don't know. Maybe I need to be very careful.
那我不知道，我想我要很小心的讲。
But do you see yourself on the basis of the Word of God reigning with Christ on His throne?
你能够根据神的话语看见自己与基督一同坐在他的宝座上吗？
Do you know this is what God has in His heart for you and me?
你知道这是神在他心意里面对你对我的旨意吗？
So why not say amen to something like that?
那既然如此，为什么我们不能够说阿们呢？
It's not that you volunteer for it.
因为并不是你在那里自愿要等。
It's something that's in God's heart.
而是在神的心意里面。
And when He communicated to you, this is what He wanted to have fulfilled.
那当他告诉我们这些事的时候，这是他要成全的事。
So why do we make it so difficult for Him?
那为什么我们还要让他的工作更困难呢？
I mean, if He has, this is our destiny.
既然这是我们的定规的结局。
To sit on the throne with the Son of God.
要与神的儿子同坐宝座。
To have a part in His government.
要能够在他的管理当中有份。
Even after we've made so many mistakes and done so many foolish things.
甚至我们已经犯了这么多的错误，行了这么多的愚昧的事。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, please, please, please don't misunderstand.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，恳求你们不要误会。
This doesn't give us any liberty at all to do the things that we know are not what God wants.
这不是要叫我们随着自己的心意做那些我们自己知道是违反神心意的事。
What is an overcomer?
什么叫做得胜者
a victor to the end.
意思就是得胜的。
A victor, overcoming these things.
是能够胜过这些事。
Because we have a life inside of us.
因为我们有这样子的生命在我们里面。
That is an overcoming life.
一个得胜者的生命。
It overcame all the things that were in humanity that disqualified him from being what God wanted him to be.
那叫我们能够胜过人性里面，叫我们不能够承受神给我们的一切的东西。
This overcoming life in the Lord Jesus overcame everything, all the obstacles, including death.
因为基督那个得胜的生命已经胜过了这一切的东西，甚至包括了死亡。
So I just want to leave us with one thing.
所以最后我要讲这件事。
You have received as a precious gift from God Himself.
你已经接受了从神而来这个宝贝的礼物。
This overcoming life.
这一个得胜的生命。
Let's become sensitive to it.
所以让我们对这些事情有些敏感。
Because it's Christ Himself manifesting Himself through His life.
基督能够将这个生命能够在我们生命显明出来。
The Spirit of life is at work in us.
所以那个生命的灵在我们心中工作。
Changing us, transforming us, making us like the Son of God.
改变我们，变化我们，叫我们成为神儿子的样子。
Qualifying us.
叫我们能够配得他将来国度。
So that we can sit there.
好叫我们与他同坐。
Having been qualified by him.
因为现在我们已经配得了。
Well, dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
I know we didn't get very far in the letter to the Hebrews.
那我知道我们没有把希伯来书讲的很多。
And if you're offended by that, please forgive me.
那如果说得罪了你们，请你们原谅我。
But all I can say to you, I've shared what I felt like the Lord has put in my heart.
我只能够说，我是把神在我感觉神把我里面的负担跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So maybe this is a motivation for you.
那也许这对你们也是一个勉励。
To go home and read this letter to the Hebrews.
好，你们回家可以自己来读希伯来书。
Again and again and again and again.
好好的读，仔细的读，多多的读。
And see this one who is superior to everybody.
能够看见这个远超万有的耶稣。
See him in a fuller way, in a clearer way.
能够更完全、更清楚的看见。
Where it just becomes your heart response to give yourself totally to him.
好，只等到我们的心能够完全的回应，将我们自己全然的献给他。
And say to him, Lord, finish the work you started in me.
然后对他说，主啊，能够成全在我身上你开始的工作。
I'm not going to be satisfied until the work is finished.
我你的工作还没有完成之前，我也不会满足。
Thank you for your patience.
所以感谢你的你们的忍耐。
Thank you for your the manifestation of your love to us.
谢谢大家在此所显出的爱心。
May the richesOf our Lord Jesus.
愿主耶稣里面的丰盛
becomes more and more a reality.
在我们身上能够更多的、更多的成为实际。
In the life of every one of us here.
在我们每一个人的生命里面。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we don't believe, we don't pretend to believe and understand. Not, we don't pretend to understand.
主啊，我们不能够说我们明白。
The greatness of your love.
你的爱有多深。
But Lord, we do understand it's not sentimental love.
但我们能够明白，这不是仅仅情绪上的爱。
It's a sovereign love. It's a determined love.
这是一个全能的爱，是一个定规的爱。
That holds us fast.
叫我们能够把握住。
And we want to know this love in a fuller way.
叫我们能够更多的认识这个爱。
And so we want to look at the one who fully demonstrated and displayed that love.
所以叫我们定睛在那位将这爱全然显明的。
Your own beloved son.
你自己的爱子。
In the days and weeks and months ahead of us.
在接下来的年日里面。
The cry of our heart to you is,
我们内心的呼喊,
may we see him more clearly.
是叫我们能够更清楚地看见他。
May we have more of him formed in our lives.
叫他能够更多地成形在我们里面。
So we ask that the Holy Spirit will take this cry that we have made.
我愿圣灵能够答应我们这样子的呼求。
As an invitation to continue his mighty work in our lives.
能够在我们的生命里面继续地工作。
Thank you for all your goodness to us.
我们感谢你向我们所施的一切美善。
And thank you for your mercy.
感谢你的怜悯。
In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
奉你自己爱子的名，耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.